This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. A busy weekend ahead here in the Icelandic capital, and for that reason, a double episode on RÚV English Radio today. In a few moments' time, I'll be talking to Guðmundur Birgir Halldórsson at Reykjavik City Council about the plans for Reykjavik as a Christmas city, which, of course, are well underway. If you're in or near Reykjavik, it's hard to miss, but lots happening this weekend, lots happening throughout December as well. Details on all of that with Guðmundur and myself in just a few moments' time. But first, let's look ahead to something happening on Monday at Árbær Open Air City Museum. My guest is Kristín Vala Breiðfjörð, who is head of the Icelandic Handicraft Association. She's been on RÚV English Radio before. She told me about a very special event taking place on Monday that her organization is involved with, celebrating Iceland's sovereignty.
So December the 1st is our sovereignty day. So in 1918, we got sovereignty from Denmark. And, you know, we celebrate our independence on June 17th. Mm. And that's like our main day of celebration.
Yes, in case anyone outside the country was thinking, hang on a minute, I thought it happened in June.
Yeah, but, you know, the December the 1st is no less important. But, you know, it being in the middle of winter and just around the corner from Christmas. So so maybe it's an important day, but we celebrate it to a lesser extent. But we are trying to change that. So there are a few associations that work with living heritage in Iceland. Mm-hmm. And so a few years ago, we decided that we needed to do something on December 1st to celebrate this day and also just to, you know, get our message out, what we were doing with living heritage, and so that people could get to know us a bit more. And so we've been, for the last few years, in partnership with the City Museum, Reykjavik City Museum. We've been in Árbær, Árbær Museum, the open air museum.
That's a wonderful place.
Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah, wonderful place. So, and it's so fitting to spend this day at the museum around the old houses at the museum. And it's the Icelandic Handicraft Association, the Folk Dance Association of Reykjavik, the Harmonica Enthusiasts of Reykjavik.
And is that what they're called, harmonica
enthusiasts? Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they have an English translation of the name, but it's like harmonica unnendur, the lovers of harmonica.
That's what it should be.
Yeah, the lovers of harmonica. Yeah. and kvæðamanna félagið iðin, so kvæðamenn, as we know, they you know, Icelandic, traditional Icelandic singing poetry and so on. And rímur, if you're familiar with it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So those four groups.
Yeah, and also together. We've had also like glímusambandið, you know, the Icelandic glíma wrestling, Icelandic wrestling. Mm. So they've also had like done little classes and presentations there as well. So it's basically just associations that work with Icelandic heritage that come together on the day to present their work.
And there's some really deep Icelandic tradition here. This is going to be a very, very Icelandic day, isn't
it? Oh, this is the most typical Icelandic day, apart from maybe June 17th, but even more so, I think, because...
Because it's dark outside.
It's dark outside, it's cold. we might see a glimpse of the, you know, Aurora Borealis or something. Yes. And, it, you know, it's... the setting is beautiful in those old houses, and it's going to be a night of handicrafts and singing and dancing and, you know, everything that makes us human and uniquely Icelandic.
This is all in Árbær.
Yeah.
Because when I was there last, and when we made a program there, it was quite cold and sometime in winter. I forget exactly when. And you really do, as you say, in those old buildings, find yourself being transported back to what it must have been like before there was a giant city to your left.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see the city lights there in the distance. Yeah,
yes. Yeah. But at a time when they didn't exist, it must have felt very isolated and very cold and very miserable.
Yeah, miserable and dark and so. So it's no wonder why, like, if we think about our Christmas traditions, why all our stories are, you know, not bright and cozy, but rather dark and, you know, mystical beings coming out of the shadows trying to eat you.
Well, we're going to talk about that, you and I, in a future program in just a few weeks over the festive period. But returning to what's happening on Monday at Árbæjar, when should we turn up?
So 6 o'clock, you should turn up to see the program. So there's going to be handicrafts in the Lækjargata, which is the main building by the square. And there's going to be folk dancing, folk singing. So you should be able to go from one house. It's going to be around the square because, of course, we don't want people to slip in the ice or get lost in the darkness between the old houses. So it's all situated around the square just as soon as you enter the museum. And all these different associations are going to be situated there with their programs.
And it sounds like it's going to be a very immersive experience with all of this happening.
Yeah. You can try dancing. You can try, you know, your hand at Kvelskapur. And you can do a bit of embroidery with us at the Icelandic Handicraft Association. And although I don't know if the harmonica enthusiasts are going to let you touch the harmonicas.
But you can listen to them.
But you can listen to them. So it's going to be very interactive and fun.
And if someone doesn't speak Icelandic, it sounds like there's still a lot to enjoy.
There's a lot to enjoy. We get a lot of foreign guests at our events. And, and, you know, for some things, you don't need to speak the language to be able to, you know, dance and sing and embroider it, because it's, you know, it's a universal language.
And I suppose if someone is visiting the country, if they're on holiday in Iceland just now, which happens a lot, as we know, throughout the winter, it didn't used to. This is, as we said at the start, such an authentic experience.
Yes, if you want to really, and it, all packed in one evening, it's really convenient. So if you want to really experience Icelandic living heritage, then this is the place to do it in.
Any cost for this?
No, free entry to the museum, and none of the events cost a thing. And I know they're going to be selling hot cocoa and some things for you to eat. I believe it's if it's the Slysavarnafélagið or some association or organization that is there to help people when you get stuck in the snow. Collecting funds for that. So so there's going to be something to eat, and that's, but there's free entry to the museum that night.
When we spoke before, we talked about the importance of textiles and fabrics, essentially, in the history of Iceland and as it relates to Icelandic culture. And I suppose that, from your perspective at the Icelandic Handicraft Association, that feeds into what's going to happen on Monday. But as we've said, it's about more than just that one discipline. Do you, as an organisation, work with these other groups throughout the year to keep Icelandic heritage alive and bring it to people?
Especially the Reykjavik Folk Dance Association, of course, because you know, they use the Icelandic folk costume when they're performing. And also, I just think it's really important, if you're working with living heritage and untangible cultural heritage, that you need to have a partnership with other associations. So, but this is like the big main event of the year where we all work together to present our work.
Are Icelanders becoming more interested in their own heritage, do you think?
Yes, I think so. And this is something that we can feel, because I've been speaking with my colleagues in the other Nordic countries, and they feel it's like when there is a period of unrest in the world, that people are going back to their roots, to something that feels familiar in your, almost in your bones. So people are looking back to their heritage, and just because it feels safe and cozy somehow.
And knitting, as we know, is becoming more
and
popular.
Also, you know, if you look at handicrafts, you know, we're always trying to, you know, find something that will, you know, lower our stress levels and so on, because, you know, the modern life is really stressful. So knitting, embroidering, sewing, that's something that's definitely going to lower your stress levels.
If someone's interested in making handicrafts, if that's something they do in their spare time, should they approach the association?
Oh, absolutely, because we teach all kinds of classes, and also we have like skilled volunteers within the association that are willing to, you know, help people if they have any questions or want to like dive into a new kind of handicraft. We have a library at the association, so we're always there to help people if they want to, you know, get immersed in a new craft, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, this all happens on Monday, the 1st of December, at the Albar Open Air Museum. And my goodness, the most Icelandic day you'll ever have by the sounds of it. So do enjoy that. Kristin, thank you very much for your time today from the Icelandic Handicraft Association. We are going to talk again, as promised, in about 3 weeks. Once we're really into the festive season, we're going to talk about Christmas decorating and how we get to the place that we're in now in terms of how Icelanders decorate their homes and the history of decorating for y'all for the festive period. Kristin, thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you.
And so that was our conversation about Sovereign Day at Arbeier Open Air Museum, which is on the 1st of December. That's on the other side of the weekend. But it's a busy weekend in Reykjavik because its status as a Christmas city is really ramping up in the next couple of days. You can't have failed to notice that, of course, with the lighting of the Christmas cat just about a week or so ago. Delighted to welcome back to Roof English Radio Guðmundur Birgir Halldórsson. We're down at City Hall to hear about what is happening to make Reykjavik the Christmas city of renown. Guðmundur, good to talk to you once again. And there's lots happening just this coming weekend, isn't there?
Yeah, so much is happening. We've already, like you said, we've turned on the Christmas cat, welcomed him downtown Reykjavik. And last weekend, the ice skate rink was opened on Ingolstorg. So it's already happening. But tomorrow, we will have an official opening of the Christmas market on Austurvellir. That happens at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We will have like youth brass band playing, Lúðrasveit Vesturbæjar og Miðbæjar. It's a really good brass band. And the guy who was like the leader of the brass band, he was voted the Reykvíkingur of the year.
Okay.
Reykjavik person resident of the year. Yeah, resident of the year. So it's a really fun brass band to see. That will happen tomorrow and the mayor will be there. And Santa Claus's, of course, will come. And yeah, this market this year is bigger than before. There are more vendors and a lot of selection of goods, Christmas goods. So I recommend checking that out. And then on Sunday is the annual lighting of the Christmas tree. So that Christmas tree is a gift from Norway. Has been like for many years since like, I want to say the 50s. I don't remember the exact same year. But we stopped for environmental reasons, stopped importing it from Norway. Instead, there's like a Norwegian, what do you call it? Like forest somehow here in Heimar.
A colony of Norwegian trees.
Yeah. Yes. So we pick it from there and the tree is there and we will have a ceremony on 4 o'clock at Sunday. And usually there's a lot of people who attend and there will be trolls there, the Santa Clauses, and a special band with Unstein, the singer, and Salka Sol. So it will be, yeah, it's a really fun event. Yes. So that's on Sunday.
And so that all happens this weekend before December even begins, before we get into the main month itself.
Yeah, we start with a bang here.
Yes.
Christmas is always starting earlier and earlier. So, yeah. And after that, it keeps on coming. The weekend after, we have this theme with our Christmas in Reykjavik. It's the Christmas creatures of Iceland, of Reykjavik. That's what we all know, these, 13 Santa Clauses, the Christmas cat, the mother of the trolls, the mother. Yeah. So we have put them up with the projectors on walls here downtown Reykjavik. And there's a scavenger hunt you can do online and especially aimed towards kids where they go and find each creature and answer question. And that will start next week after this. And also we will open up what we call the Christmas Forest in the City Hall, which we get a new designer every year to design the Christmas Forest. And this year it's Jökull Jónsson, and they usually put up some cool, great installation here in the City Hall. So yeah, it just keeps on going. But this market I talked about will be open every weekend until the 24th.
Yeah. And these are very popular in all kinds of different places, these Christmas markets. But it sounds like this is going to be one of the most Christmassy.
I think so, yeah. We here and in Hafnarfjörður, there is also a good one. Mm. It's just always been getting better and better, you know. It is funny to say, because I've been working a long time for the city, that I remember in year 2012, then Reykjavik was awarded by CNN as the most Christmassy city to visit. But back then, we weren't doing that much.
No.
So since then, we have really started doing more and more and more. So it's always getting a better place to spend Christmas. So.
And it won't be long before the first of the Yule lads makes his way down from the mountains.
Yeah. Stekkjastur, this is the first one. So, yeah, and everyone knows the story about that. You have to put your shoe in the window. And so they're all coming. We will have some of the Santa Clauses here on Sunday visiting and a troll. So, yeah, it's all starting to happen. But there are also more events happening, like Árbæjarsafn Museum. They will have, I don't know what they call it in English, but it's almost like Christmas celebration days. They have two, one on the 7th of December and one on the 14th. And then there's like Christmas, the original Christmas lads come there, you know, because they have two costumes. They have the Coca-Cola costume and the original Icelandic one. But they will come there in their original costumes, and there will be like, you can taste honky kjöt, and there will be scavenger hunt and stuff happening in Árbæjarsafn. And that's really fun. I went there once with my daughter, and I really recommend going there to get it really like the old Icelandic Christmas spirit. And then there's also stuff happening, will be happening in the Reykjavik Zoo. They have like decorated there with lights and stuff. So that's worth checking out. Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff happening.
Yes. Well, and more happens, I think, in Iceland now on Christmas Day itself than was the case 20 or 30 years ago. If you happen to be in the city on Christmas Day, you're not going to starve.
But you would have done in the
90s, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that was actually what I was talking about earlier when I talked about 2012. That was actually, we made a list of restaurants that were open, and there were like four or something. So it was pretty problematic to be traveling. But now everything is open, so there's a variety of places open. So yeah, now it is actually a lively city around Christmas. Not everything is closed anymore, so... Mm.
And things like swimming pools will close on the 25th, but they are open, I think, in the morning of the 24th, and they usually open again by Boxing Day, don't they?
Yeah, they open on the morning of 24th, and actually that was a Christian tradition when I was a baby at my home, that my father took all of the kids to the swimming pool so my mother could do some last-minute preparation. So they're open until noon, but everything closed on the 25th, but stuff opens again on the 26th. So it's mainly 1.5 days that stuff is closed.
Are people coming to Iceland to experience Reykjavik Christmas, would you say?
Yes, I'm always hearing more and more about that. Like I said, in the beginning it was pretty hard, so Iceland wasn't really marketed that much for Christmas, but I would say in the last year, I think we are living up to the name as a Christmas destination.
And what about the rest of the country? It's not your responsibility, of course. You work here at City Hall, but is the rest of Iceland on board with this?
Well, a lot of stuff happens. I am originally from Ísafjörður in the northwest, so I would say they are very... decorate a lot of stuff happens. Maybe they're more closed around on the 25th and on the 26th. I would not promise restaurants to be open in all of the towns, but definitely in Akureyri and those bigger towns.
Yes.
But that's maybe the main thing you have to look into, is like opening hours. They might maybe more a little more closed on the big days.
But lots happening here in the capital this weekend and then all the way through December as well. I think I've said this to you before, but I know you're very, very busy and there's a lot of work putting this on, but it seems like, and I say this as someone who loves Christmas, you've got the most fun job.
Yes, sometimes it is really fun, especially around Christmas. I have to say, it is really... gets you into the Christmas mood to be doing all this, you know, lightening the Christmas cat one day, then turning on the Christmas tree, you know, meeting the Santa Clauses and the trolls. So, yeah, this is a really good job to be in December.
And how did the lighting of the Christmas cat go? Did that kick off the season well?
Yeah, I would say that's our kickoff for the season. It was on the 15th of November, and that always getting more and more popular. And we added more lights to the Christmas cat. And here are some fun facts.
Okay.
Now, in the downtown Reykjavik, we have over 500,000 light bulbs, which comes up to 50 kilometers of Christmas light decoration.
Wow.
So
I thought I'd gone over the top this year.
Yeah, we've been always adding, especially last year. So, but yeah, it's really, I don't know. We live in the most northern capital in the world. So I think it is very important to embrace the darkness with some lightning.
Yes,
lighting.
Yes. And you see a lot of winter lights around Iceland, not just during the Christmas season, but, you know, you've got these, at first glance, they're like Christmas lights, but people have them up from November to April, don't they?
Yeah, and actually that is something we've been doing with the city. We keep the lights, we don't take them, because officially Christmas ends on 13 days after Christmas, but we have been keeping the lights longer because in January, it is good for the soul to have some lights.
Yes. Well, it looks like and it feels like a Christmas city. Lots happening this weekend, as I say, and then all the way through December. Gudmundur, thanks very much. I'll let you get back to your extremely busy but fun job.
Yeah, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, and hope to see you listeners on the weekend. Come downtown. We will be lighting the Christmas tree and opening the Christmas market.
Gleðileg jól.
Gleðileg jól.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.